Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tackling a rural housing shortage.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. A couple years ago, the city of Bryan in Northwest Ohio filed criminal charges against a pastor who sheltered people experiencing homelessness in his church. The story went viral, and it cast a light on the severity of the region's housing shortage. Now, a grassroots effort there is building solutions. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
When Kelly Barron's former partner kicked her out of their longtime home, she packed up everything she could and headed to Dad's place. This church is open 24/7, and even though it doesn't have beds, she at least has a place to stay cool during this hot summer.
I have a roof over my head. It's not like I'm living directly out of my, well, I am living directly out of my car, but I'm not sleeping in my car.
The temporary arrangement is working for now, but she's intimidated by the prospect of finding a more permanent place to live.
Because everything's so spare, you know, it's like, where do I go?
A recent housing study shows Williams County needs about 400 additional units to meet demand. The shortage is so severe, it's not just impacting individuals like Barron. It's taking a toll on local businesses. The Northwest Ohio County is rural, but its manufacturing base is 4.5 times the national average, made up of big names like Dum Dum maker Spangler Candy and the Ohio Art Company, known for once producing the Etch-a-Sketch.
Once COVID, you know, became a thing of the past, businesses for all of it just really picked up. Our town's only 8,000. Like, it's only 8,000 people. So when we all have to hire at the same time, it gets pretty nerve-wracking trying to find people.
That's Bill Martin, Spangler Candy's president. At one point, his company offered jobs to a Michigan couple with factory experience.
They could afford to buy a house because they had saved their money, but there wasn't really anything available, you know, in their price range. And so they couldn't come to work for us.
Martin knew the quickest way to remedy the situation would be to build multifamily housing. And there are existing programs to offset the cost. The federal government offers tax credits to developers looking to build affordable units.
But all that money was going to the big cities in Ohio because they were having the same kind of growth struggle that we were, just on a bigger scale.
Martin and local leaders like Edgerton Village Administrator Don Fitzcharles decided to take matters into their own hands.
At the end of the day, we realized that nobody is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves.
They rejuvenated the county's dormant Port Authority. And in a public-private partnership, the county and area businesses collectively contributed more than $1 million. The port used the money to invest exclusively in housing. So far, they've constructed and sold 16 single-family homes, and a team is hammering away on their first duplex.
In some cases, we're just getting the walls up, and people are inquiring to purchase.
The port aims to sell these homes for less than $200,000 and invests whatever profit they earn in future projects. Their next big build?
So here is going to be the site of the senior living development.
After 5 failed attempts, the Port Authority got its first application approved through the federal tax credit program. Over the next couple of years, it'll build a 50-unit senior living community.
That's our first development of that magnitude in 25 years.
Fitzcharles recognizes it's a drop in the bucket of the hundreds of units Williams County needs. But each new build isn't just a house, she says. It's a home for a person who needs one and a step toward a brighter future for the whole community. In Williams County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.